Great. We've got Bobby in the studio. We've got Irfan on the phone. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Fantastic.
Hey, Irfan.
Hey, Bobby.
What's up, man?
The magic of technology is bringing all three of us together, and I'm very excited about that right now. Now, Bobby, we might start with you because you're here in the studio. You're quite well known for your show, $6 Million Kid. What's all that about? Like, let listeners out there who may not know, just a little bit of an overview.
Yeah, sure. $6 Million Kid is actually like, it's my story, you know? It's the story of this kid who wants to be a superhero. And, you know, on his way to what he thought was the fulfillment of his destiny, he experiences, like, crushing circumstances, which kind of take him down a different path. The tagline for the show is, it's the true story of an Iranian boy who moves to America with the dream of becoming the next $6 million man and what happens when tragedy actually tries to get in the way.
Wow.
And so even though this is a personal story, like, about me, but I feel like it's much more than that. It's actually a universal story. There's so many themes there that people can relate to. It's a refugee story. It's a story about finding a place where you belong. It's about family. It's about finding your identity. It's about, you know,
overcoming adversity as well. And
the deferment of childhood dreams and finding your voice and reconnecting with all that. So it's awesome. And I'm proud to have my name on it and to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Now, you are a survivor of child sexual abuse as
Correct.
Well.
Correct, yes.
What kind of obstacles did you have to overcome kind of in order to face your circumstances and to put this together? I can imagine it would have been, we were talking off air, quite a healing but challenging process as well.
Sure. Well, first off, right off the bat, I'll say it wasn't easy. You know, for me, the conflict was mainly that I experienced this within the family. So right off the bat, you know, if there was boundaries that I was trying to establish, if I was trying to kind of stand up for myself, I was always made to feel like I was the one that was creating conflict. And so really it was kind of evaluating a lot of things. Am I the one that's creating this conflict here? Why can't I just move on? Why can't I just let things be? Why can't we just be a family again? And so these were things that were kind of really weighing on me. And even though I was in therapy for about 8 years, it wasn't really until I actually got married, moved to Australia from the U.S., and now that I was away from, like, this toxic environment, and I kind of put myself through therapy again, I started to kind of, like, ask some of those same questions that I was asking before, but now there was this greater clarity because the conflict wasn't there and I was away from that environment. I started to process things a lot more differently. And so I became just a lot more empowered in kind of setting up my boundaries. And one of those things was, unfortunately, I had to sever ties with my family. And yeah, that wasn't easy. But at the same time, it was something that was needed for the health of, you know, my mental health, basically. You know?
And then you've taken this kind of huge tragedy in your life, this huge thing that you've had to overcome, and turned it creatively into something that you can share with a lot of people. That must have been quite, I can only imagine the process there.
Yeah, it was an interesting process. I've never done anything like that before.
No.
You know,
and a lot of people won't go through anything like that.
Well, how do I say this? I think with, I mean, this is, okay, so we're talking about the arts now. And when it comes to the arts, I think for me personally, I think true art is most influential and inspiring when there's honesty and vulnerability involved.
Absolutely.
And that last word there, vulnerability, growing up as an Iranian man, you know, there was so much of that to question, because the notions of what it is to be a man in society, what is strength, what is weakness, you know, how much emotion do you actually really show? True art really kind of forces you to confront some of these beliefs that you hold as gospel. It forces you to kind of reevaluate your belief system. So that was the intention with this, when we put this this story out there, was so that we can hopefully gather people together, have some laughs, but also at the same time have them maybe rethink a few things that they've thought of all along to be their truth, I guess, and or gospel in their sense, you know?
Yeah. Now, tell us, and for everyone out there listening, because we've got Irfan on the phone, and I'd like to kind of bring him back into the conversation too. How did you guys meet? How did you guys get together? How did you guys start working together?
You want me to tell that story, or do you want Irfan to?
Oh, both of you, go for it. Whoever.
Irfan, why don't you start? I've been talking for a while now.
sure, absolutely. So I happened to be in Sydney for a feature set that I was doing in Parramatta, a spoken word performance. And Bobby had been shown some of my work online by a mutual friend of ours who was working with him on the show. And, he had been recommended to see some of my work. So he came along to check out this guy, Erfan Delivery, do his spoken word stuff live. He liked what he saw. He came up and said hello after the show, and we got chatting. And then I heard that he's part of this, well, he started this organization called Will Not Rest. So I left Sydney thinking, oh, yeah, I want to work with this guy and find out what he's doing with this organization. We just stayed in touch via the digital realm and eventually started to work together.
That's absolutely incredible. Yeah. What a great kind of serendipitous meeting as well. All the stars aligning, and now you've put this project together, which is absolutely incredible. Irfan, as a performing poet, how does, I guess, your medium and the way you approach creativity kind of differ? Do you find that when you guys come together, there's kind of a meeting of worlds almost?
Mm. Well, it's very much, I mean, theatre and spoken word poetry aren't very far apart.
No.
And even the way Bobby performs is even a step closer to spoken word, because he's acknowledging the audience, you know, I mean, he's addressing them. So in a sense, it's almost exactly the same thing. When I speak on stage, I'm also addressing the audience. It's not so much a performance as it is a dialogue with an audience.
Mm.
So someone can call it a one-man show, and someone else will call it spoken word poetry. It's actually very similar, in essence.
Yeah. When Erfan is actually on stage, you know, and you're an audience member, he has this amazing, amazing connection with his audience. You actually feel like he's speaking to you. I remember there were times, like, when I saw him at the Bankstown Poetry Slam, I was sitting there next to my wife, and he was doing his I can't remember which, I think it might have been, is it called The Things I Hear, Erfan?
Yeah. That one.
And I remember as he was doing this, I looked at my wife, I was like, baby, I think he's looking right at me, you know? Like,
oh, wow.
But the thing is, his connection was just so strong. He was just looking everywhere, and everyone in that room felt so connected to him. They probably thought he was just directing this right at them.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. So
it's a personal experience you have when he's up there.
Absolutely, which is definitely what lends itself to the subject matter that you guys are approaching, you guys are attacking. And it definitely is something that I feel might make audiences more almost comfortable and more trusting, and build that trust a little bit more.
Absolutely.
When you're talking about such heavy subject matter as well.
Totally.
So what are you hoping audiences will take away from this show? What are you guys hoping people will get when they come to see this show?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, one is to continue adding fuel and momentum to this movement of addressing the issue of sexual violence within society. So, you know, we've had the Me Too campaign, we've had the Weinstein blow up, we've had a whole bunch of other things happening. But these things often get swept under the carpet, and the next issue is pointed at, and we get all outraged about that.
Right.
So one is to continue this public discussion, continue pulling down these veils of, oh, everything's okay, when actually it's not. Sexual violence is a major issue within our society that affects almost every single one of us in one way or another. So we need to point at this, acknowledge it, and say we have something here that we need to address. And that's the first step towards actually coming to a solution. The other thing is, I guess, is that the arts, obviously, we spoke about how powerful they are in transforming people and seeding new ideas in people's heads.
Mm.
But also, we need to basically inspire further artists, because there are people who have got stories out there who will inspire others. Just like ours inspire them, theirs will inspire others. And
absolutely,
exponentially, this effect will continue to spread throughout the world. If people can see bravery and courage on stage and authenticity, they'll then leave and be like, wow, that person just did it in a really honest way. I can go home and I can talk to my family about this thing, or I can speak up in public about this thing that I know about that no one else can do other than me. That's the twofold reason.
Now, you guys have got two shows coming up in Marrickville next week.
Yes, Sunday the 10th of December.
Absolutely perfect. These shows are free as well, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
Was that a conscious decision to try and make it accessible to as many people as possible?
Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, none of us want to really make money from this. We just basically want to put this story out there and have people understand that they're not alone, that there's strength in numbers, that, you know, we all experience parallel journeys in a sense. So, you know, they'll hear this you know, story of me getting up there on stage and sharing this. And they'll, even though I'm an Iranian man and I grew up in Iran and then in the United States, someone here as an Australian woman perhaps will come out and say, I had the same experience. Mm. And so they realize that it's not an alien experience that they're having by themselves. Mm. And that's really, yeah. And we just want to make this open to as many people as possible.
That's beautiful. You guys are doing incredible work. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But Bobby Irfan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.